And now for something completely different.
Welcome to Shout Out. Out of the closet and into your ears.
Hello and welcome to Shout Out. I'm Ali Shilden.
And I'm Ezra Peregrine. On the show today, you are loved.
I spoke to Mark, who's setting up a new support group that he hopes is going to roll out nationwide.
And it's festival time again. Kicking it off is the Queer East Festival.
Steph's been finding out more about this year's film programme. All that and a lot more today with me, Ez, and everyone else in the heat.
What was that last little bit?
Oh, it's heat.
You were a little bit gay then.
I was a little bit gay. No, I'm not gay. I don't have a carabiner.
We just established that
off there, haven't
it's
we?
It's a definitive sign.
So, Lucy is trend-setting, so... I like carabiners. I've always liked carabiners. Apparently, I'm not the only one.
What, is she gay?
I'm not a lesbian.
I love a carabiner.
So, I have to say, isn't it nice to have an air-conditioned studio when it's 27 degrees outside?
It is. Yes. It's lovely.
Does that come off the wall quite easily? Because I'm going to take it home.
No, unfortunately, okay. It doesn't.
The dog would love it.
Yeah. Well, you could just stay in the studio overnight. Start your programme early for tomorrow. 17 hours of Steffi Barnett, extraordinary
detail. Yeah, sounds like every other day on BCFM. I was about to say.
Wow.
I know. We've started early, haven't we?
Yeah, pile on, come on.
Pull your chair in. Somebody else is in the studio. The studio's got a bit smaller, I think.
Well, there's a new cupboard, isn't there?
Yeah.
Which is...
It's a classy cupboard with a sexy sliding door.
Or are we calling it a closet? Are they trying to tell us something?
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't think we'll all fit there, do
you? That's where Steph's going to sleep tonight, so she's ready for tomorrow.
We could start a section called Who's in the Closet?
Yeah. I can think of some, but you know.
That's a really good idea. We could have that as a weekly quiz.
Who's
in the closet?
Hang on before Ofcom revoke the license.
Yeah.
After this maverick show starts outing people left, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure forced outing is the right.
No, yeah, okay. Of course, sorry, yeah. Absolutely not. How's everyone been?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously the news is really upbeat at the moment and everything's going right in the world.
Shares are on the way up.
Right?
Economy's
the singer?
Not. Oh, the singer.
Do you believe? In life after TERFs. Yes, I do.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, that would be a good parody.
I mean, her son's trans, so she's an ally.
Bonnie, is it?
And Robert De Niro's in the news as well.
I know, yeah. Supporting his daughter.
Trans daughter.
Yeah. There is genuinely some really positive things happening.
It is nice to see a lot of, you know, I mean, it's like one of the MPs came out. It's like, you shouldn't question it. It's, you know, we shouldn't be questioning the court. It's like, well, you know, A, they didn't involve anyone to make the decision in the first place. And B, if we never questioned it, I wouldn't be able to have got married.
Mm. Exactly.
How can you not have a defence or somebody speaking for the defence? I don't get that. Surely that's got to be a rule of a Supreme or any court come to that.
Perhaps they're in the closet. Yeah.
Maybe.
J.K. Rowling's locked them in there.
Tell you what, there's going to be all hell breaking loose when the European Court of Human Rights backtracks the Supreme Court and says the UK, they brought in a case that was called Goodwin. And so I think that was 2019, was it?
Thereabouts, yeah.
And said that, gave the rules of how we should treat trans people. So hence everyone was pleased and happy and that. But now that the Supreme Court have gone against that.
Yeah.
So they broke the law that was already put on top of them. And, yes.
But there's kind of a feeling that you can just do that at the moment, isn't there? Because, I mean, Trump sent someone to a prison camp in a different country. Yeah. And then the court said, no, bring him back. He's went, no.
Did you see that four-year-old kid that was in court, that he was arrested?
No.
Because he didn't have any identification that he was an American, so they put him in this court.
And
this judge is talking to this
on his own in his little shorts and sandals.
Yeah. Do you understand where you are?
No.
Do you understand what this is about? No.
Do you know what a lawyer is?
No.
Do you know what the law is? No.
And they say that queer people are a threat to children.
Yeah. And then they deport
them. Do you know what I
mean? It's never been the case, Tara.
No, it never has been the case. But those people are.
Yeah. I wish we did have those superpowers that they keep purporting to do.
Oh, yes.
I mean, I really do. I mean, like the storms that we would have on people.
Yeah, Hurricane Katrina did that.
Like it.
It would be raining glitter. Yeah, it's just, it's very difficult. Time at the moment.
Anyway, I was going to play a couple of clips, but we're already two minutes over where we're supposed to be. So I'm going to go. We got some clips of a recent event that Arby was at, but we'll play them a little bit later on in the show. I'm giving a bit more time, we can talk around them. For now, though, I'm going to introduce Mark Svensson, who I talked to about a new project he's got called You Are Loved. Have a listen to this. Now, it's very easy for gay men to think that we're all happy and bouncy and everything's wonderful and the like, but we're terrible sometimes at actually expressing our emotions and what we're feeling underneath. Well, that's very much become a case, to the point where a brand new group is starting over in London, hopefully spreading to other places later on. And I'm very pleased to say I'm joined by the organizer, Mark. Welcome to Shout Out.
Thank you very much for having me.
Give us a bit of an idea. First of all, what is it you're setting up, and what brought about the need, do you think, to set it up?
Yeah, I'll try to keep it brief, but I might go off on a monologue because I have a tendency to do so when I talk about something I'm passionate about. My organization is a non-profit organization. It's called You Are Loved, because that's kind of what it gets to in the end, yeah. I think. And it's raising awareness and providing support primarily around the high rates of sudden premature deaths in the LGBTQ plus community from suicides and drug-related deaths. But it's dealing with mental health issues across the board, but kind of raising awareness about these numbers that are very high, sadly, still in today's society.
Forgive me if this is a personal question, but what led to that discovery that made you want to do something like set up an organization like
this? Yeah, no, it's not personal in any way, but I think it's really relevant. I think my personal story is relevant to it. So I'm a gay or queer man myself. I'm originally from Sweden, but I've lived in London in the UK for the last 20 years. So I have lived experiences of this. I have, unfortunately and sadly, far too many people that I've known over the years, but in particular in the last 2 years, that have passed away from either suicide or drugs. So I have my lived experiences, but I'm also a social psychologist. So I'm a researcher. I research LGBTQ plus mental health and well-being. I'm actually on year number 9 of my part-time PhD at University College London. So I've researched this for the last 10 years, and I ran a different startup before I started You Are Loved. It was called Hälsa, which means health in Swedish, which was also about improving mental health in our community. And then I closed that down, and I was certain that I was going to focus on just finishing my PhD, but I felt the need to start this organization because of what I have referred to and others have referred to as a silent epidemic of unfortunately queer, gay people dying, and trans people, everyone in the community, dying prematurely at a much higher rate than our straight peers.
Yeah, I mean, we know there's an awful lot going on with the trans community at the moment. It's probably one of the worst times ever for them with what they're going through. Totally understandable. Plain devil's advocate. Now, I am a gay man, so I do know that there are lots of issues. But if someone's listening and they're not aware, it'd be very easy for them to perceive, well, actually, equality for gay men and lesbians is the best it's ever been. It's not perfect, but it's a lot better. What's the driving... What do you think is driving this kind of uptake in suicide and drugs?
Yeah, I think two things. Firstly, many of us, you and I included, we didn't grow up in this environment, right? So I'm 43. So I grew up in the 90s in a different environment. Things were very different. There was more discriminatory behavior. We had less rights. We couldn't get married. All of that. So those were my formative years as such, where I kind of shaped my sexuality. And the same is true for many people that are adults today, gay, LGBTQ plus people. So that is one aspect of it. We might say that it's a better time for LGB, I would say, and not the T included here on purpose, people today compared to 20 years ago or 30 years ago. But we still have a long way to go. And the people that are adults today or in their 40s, 50s, 30s grew up in a different environment. And one aspect that you allowed is working to do is to provide evidence of how big this issue is. As a researcher, I think it's really important to be able to evidence it properly. And just a couple of weeks ago, I don't know if you were aware or you came across it, the ONS statistics came out that correlated the census that was done in 2021 that included sexual orientation and gender identity information for the first time, and with suicide statistics. And it showed, as we researchers and professionals in this area have known and have argued for, or that suicide is much higher in the LGBTQ plus community compared to the general population. It was 2.2 times higher across the LGBTQ plus population, and amongst gay or queer or bi men, it was almost nearly twice as a common compared to straight men. And perhaps many people know, or perhaps not, men are much more likely to die by suicide than women. About 75% of all suicides are by men. And we also know, on top of that, that the trans community is disproportionately...
Even worse.
Yeah. They weren't included in these statistics, sadly. But also it showed that that queer, gay, bi, queer women, lesbian women were as likely to end their lives by suicide as straight men. So it's high across the entire LGBTQ plus community, despite all the progress that we have made over the years, sadly.
So if I'm someone who's suffering and decide to reach out for some help from you, I love what can I expect to happen? Because there's always a question we get asked. It's frightening, that first reach out to say, actually, I do need some help. What can I expect?
So we're doing a couple of things. So we've been up and running since October 2024, so about 6 months. And so the first few months, we kind of figured out what is best for us to do and most effective for us to do to raise awareness about this issue and provide support. So we are now launching our first support groups. What You Are Loved is about, one of our kind of DNA as such, is to mobilizing the community to better support and help the people within the community that needs the support. I think it's very complex. Poor mental health and well-being in the community is caused by many different factors. Right, there's not a simple silver bullet to solve this, but I think a great way to start is within the community, is us treating each other better and supporting each other better and having the tools to support each other better. So we're focused on community support interventions. So we are launching our first support groups next week, and they are specifically focused on bereavement support. So for anyone who's lost a loved one to drugs or suicide or any other cause of death, but we're focused on this specific issue of sudden premature deaths, but we're not excluding anyone from attending our support groups. They are for bereavement and grief processing in general. So that's one thing that we're doing. In addition to that, we are launching our first LGBTQ plus directory for community and support during Pride Month in June, on the 19th of June, which is a Thursday. If you happen to listen to this and you're in London on that day, we are having an event. You can go on our website and find out more information about it there. But we're launching then a directory that essentially will help people find the support that is right for them. So whilst we are providing support groups that focuses on some issues within the community, we realize that there is a lot more demand for many different types of help or support. So this directory will be focused on mental health support, but also on community initiatives. Again, focusing on how we as a community can perhaps not resolve, but we can do a lot towards addressing these issues by connecting LGBTQ plus people to the right communities. Whatever, you might have an interest in going hiking, so finding the right hiking group wherever you might live in Devon, and you find a local gay hiking group there, and that would be a part of the directory. So to signpost people to the support and community that they need, essentially.
And going back to the support group, is it something that's just going to stay in London, or are you planning to extend those further out?
It's really important to us that we are not a London-centric non-profit organisation at all. So to start off with the support groups, there will be one weekly in-person group starting in London, in South London, and then there will be an online group right from the start. And the online group is obviously convenient for someone who might not be able to travel or who might not have the opportunity for whatever reason. They might not be open. There might be various reasons for it. But primarily, it's so that we can reach anyone, anywhere, essentially. So you can attend the online session regardless of where you are in the UK or Ireland. That's important. And what is also important to us is that we start expanding our in-person support groups as soon as there is a demand to do so into other cities across the UK. So as soon as we have a demand, as soon as we have enough people that have expressed interest in joining a group in Manchester, we will set up in-person groups there, for example, or in Exeter or wherever it is, it might be. So the idea is for people to expand across the UK and be... Yeah,
no, but it's good you're also using the technology. But it's ironic, considering I'm interviewing you from Bristol to London as we speak. You know, technology's come on quite a way, hasn't it? So, but going back to you talk a lot about the community side of it. Are we missing a trick? Then is there something we're not doing within our own community that could help?
Yeah, well, I think as a researcher in this area and looking at why we have disproportionately poorer mental health than our straight peers still, I think there are several reasons for that. But one important factor is isolation and loneliness and not having a sense of community and connection. And that might be for many different reasons. You might have been rejected from your family, or you might have moved from your small village where you grew up to a bigger city and you don't have connections and a network there. There might be many different reasons for why people end up in isolation or loneliness and not being so connected. And I think traditionally, the gay community or queer community has been quite good at quite focused on perhaps social environments that involves bars and clubs and environment where you drink alcohol or take drugs, by all means. And whilst they feel a role and they are important, I'm not saying they're not, I think it's important that we also provide other types of community to LGBTQ plus people where we can feel that we belong and could kind of address the issues around isolation and loneliness. And I think, well, I know that there are so many amazing initiatives across the country of little grassroots initiatives that are popping up left and right. I mean, in my social network where I live, there's just so many of them, and it's so inspiring, I think. So the signposting directory is really about that. It's about signposting and bringing attention to all of these amazing initiatives that are there. Because I think the sense of community and the sense of belonging is something that we as a community can be better at providing and supporting for each other that will help somewhat on the way of reducing sudden premature deaths, as I've talked about, and improving mental health in our community.
So other than, obviously, if someone's got an issue and reaching out to you for help, are you, after our audience, also telling you about the things they're doing?
Yes, definitely. So I would say the two things for anyone listening. Firstly, if you are in need of a support group like this, if you are going through bereavement of having lost a partner, a loved one, a friend, a colleague, whatever it might be, please reach out to us. We will also launch support groups that are focused on specific topics and themes that might be a common issue in our community, like isolation and loneliness, for example, or body dysmorphia, body issue problems, or self-esteem or self-worth. So if you are looking for a support group that is very much about peer support, then please come to us. But also, if you are running a community initiative or organization anywhere in the country and you want to join our directory, then I also urge you to go onto our website. It is being updated this week, so there will be a link on how you can fill out a template so that you can add your information to our directory. So please get in contact if you run a community initiative, however small it is, however local it is. I think these are really important that we add to the directory.
Well, that brings you very nicely on, because we're rapidly running out of time. So if people do want to get hold of you for either reason, is it via your website? And if so, what's the address?
Yes, via the website is the best. I mean, you can reach me. The website is www.ur-loved.com. So again, ur-loved.com. My email address is my name, Mark with a C, M-A-R-C, at ur-loved.com. So that would be the easiest way to either reach out via the website or directly. You can email me directly.
Well, listen, it starts next week, so we'll have to make sure we catch up with you again in like 6 months or so to find out how it's going and whether it's just stayed London or if you've got more spun up. But it's lovely to talk to you. It's brilliant to hear about these things starting up, because you're right, we're terrible about talking about our own mental health in our community, and it is a big issue, especially with our trans friends at the moment. So but for now, thank you very much for joining us, Mark. Everyone,
thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Shout out
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
This year's Eurovision entry. What the hell just happened?
Lucy really hates it, she said.
She's dancing
she
around
said,
the
don't
studio.
Play that ever so, again.
That group's called Remember Monday. Do you remember a few years ago there was Eurovision Saga came out as a film?
Yes. Yeah, I loved it. I watch it
you know,
every year.
You know the song they end up singing that they can't actually put in?
Ya Ya Ding Dong.
No. Ya Ya Ding Dong. The other one, what's it called? Husovic.
Oh.
What's it
called?
Oh, come on, you must know.
Anyway, I've seen it a million times.
Remember Monday are releasing their version of it soon.
It's amazing.
It should come out any day.
I love that song. So,
yeah.
I like the Eurovision song. I also like the this song.
Yeah, well,
do you mean Double Trouble?
No.
Ya Ya Ding Dong, not that one.
No.
My Hometown. It's called My Hometown. That's what it is. I just knew that because I had to.
Yeah. Actually, it's not sung by the actress who is in the film.
Rachel McAdams. Let's give her full name, please.
Yeah. put some respect on the name, please.
But she's not the singer, is she?
It doesn't matter, though, does it?
Well, I mean, I get the impression you have a slightly more vested interest than me.
Yeah. This is important to me, Andy.
Emotionally involved. So,
well, I tell you what's important to our listeners. That's the news. Can we get some news headlines in your poshest non-Somerset voice?
Yep. Yeah. This is Shout Out News. I'm not actually from Somerset. Regrettably, we have lost most of our word processing power owing to a catastrophic failure of computers at our news hub, and that'll teach Terry for downloading too many pictures of Tom Daley from websites that he doesn't trust. Anyway, we have a few headlines for you this week and hope to have full service resumed next time.
If you are listening on Thursday the 1st of May, then happy International Workers' Day to you, and a pleasant Beltane if you're a pagan. It's election day in many parts of England. Be sure to use your votes, as you know the homophobes will be using theirs. Polling stations will be open till 10 p.m. this evening, and overnight coverage starts on BBC News, BBC News Channel and Sky News, and then onward, with the bulk of declarations coming Friday in what will be an exciting day for politics watchers.
The Communist Party of the USA writes in its journal that the People's Weekly World that it will hold a symposium for community groups and trade unions on May 8th. The focus will be resisting President Trump's attacks on trade unions in his second term. They say they will be joined by trade union leaders and labour activists to discuss the burning questions of the moment. Search CPUSA or People's Weekly World for further information of this event.
Gay Pride at Mas Palomas is taking place from the 1st to the 10th of May at venues across the south of Gran Canaria and boasts Major League sponsorship from Absolut Vodka and Coca-Cola. Just wait till J.K. Rowling gets her hands on Coca-Cola for that. Full details of day-by-day events are at all the W's, gaymaspalomas.com/.
Bristol 24/7 reports that for a second weekend running, hundreds turned out in the city of Bristol to pledge support for their transgender friends and colleagues. The lively demonstration featured speeches and a march. In a move of social solidarity, which will be welcomed by many, following the Trans Plus march, many protesters joined with disabled activists who were protesting the government's attack on benefit claimants and the long-term disabled. It was remarked that such unity can really be built on to
bring on social change. And Shout Out Radio will be having some clips of the march later on in this show.
I've got one now if you want one.
Yeah, play a clip.
I'm here with Amy. She's an ally helping out today. How do the events of the past week really affect you?
I think any kind of injustice is very upsetting. I think it just shows that a lot of work needs to be done in terms of communicating that people care and that trans rights are important, but also communicating with people who aren't aware, who haven't met trans people and aren't aware that there's no harm, and that they need to be allowed into spaces where they feel comfortable.
And with a similar theme, there's an article in the Left Wing monthly paper Workers' Power this month, which writes from the Leeds demonstrations rallying for transgender equality, saying the demonstrators were grassroots-led, organised by local activist collectives including Leeds Queers Against Fascism and Sisterhood Beyond Species. One speaker captured the intersection of class, gender and political betrayal, saying these wealthy ideologues tweet from their Scottish castles or tropical islands, lying to working class women, lying to feminist women, to socialist women, and lying that the biggest enemy is not the capitalist, misogynist, or the fundamentalist, but transgender women. This was echoed by another speaker who stressed that the fragility of rights won within systems not built to protect marginalised people can be taken away. For decades, we have fought for rights in their system, they said, only to find that they will take those rights away the second it's politically convenient.
Kel Farche writes for the anarchist newspaper Freedom with an exciting summary of the national trans rights protest in London, which followed the recent Supreme Court ruling on the definition of woman in British law. In the article, Kel says, the group Trans Kids Deserve Better, along with a collection of trade union groups, Trotskyist fronts and other organisations, announced the emergency march to protest the erasure and discrimination. Protesters were young and old, cis, trans and non-binary, ethnically diverse and included many disabled people. A breadth of placards ranged from the emotional to insulting, and the chants were loud and defiant. Some chants focused on the inequitable healthcare system that has trans and non-binary people waiting a decade for treatments or surgery. And whatever the TERFs think they won on Wednesday, it was clear that the trans community will not disappear quietly. In fact, they are out and defiant. That's the news for this week. Be sure to stay tuned to Community Radio and especially LGBTQ plus, I'm not having a good day, sorry, radio, for more of the features relevant to your life. Why not start out with us at shoutoutradio.lgbt for Shout Out News. This has been Lucy Potter,
Terry Starr,
and Adairan Jenkins.
For more information about Shout Out Radio, visit us online at shoutoutradio.lgbt. Shout Out,
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Queer East Festival is back and it's bigger than ever. I'm joined by Yi. Morning, Yi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, I can't believe that we've been following you now for quite a few years and it just seems to get bigger and bigger each year. So give us a bit of background of how it first started for those listeners who are playing catch up.
Yeah, so I think Queer East was started in 2020, unfortunately during the pandemic. And the very original idea of the Queer East, just a very naive thought from my personal experience that I didn't get a lot of chance to see East and Southeast Asian queer cinema that reflects to my own personal heritage and lived experience. And I was thinking that, oh, if no one wants to do this, then why don't I just start it by myself? So I literally type in Google that how to show a film in a cinema, and that's where Queer East started. And we are really lucky that over the past few years, we've gained a lot of support from different venues, founders and partners to help, and also audience, of course, to help us to gradually grow the festival and into many different shapes and forms. And it is really exciting to see that the festival this year has grown to a month-long event showcase. and working with 14 different venues across the city.
That's incredible, isn't it? 14 venues. Check you out.
Yes.
Now, tell me what countries you allow into the festival.
Yes. Yeah, so the main focus of the festival is East and Southeast Asian region. So that means around 16 countries from the region. And I think the idea was that there was quite a significant lot of East and Southeast Asian narratives and representations in the arts and cultural sector in the UK. So when I started, I want to focus on these. But also gradually, we also work with a lot of diaspora community as well. So we showcase a lot of films that made by UK Asian artists, filmmakers, Europeans, and New Zealand, Canada, US as well. So they are like filmmakers that came from East and Southeast Asian heritage. Very exciting change this year is we had this new strand called Beyond, which we're trying to broaden our geographical reach to different parts of Asia. So we have a program focused on Central Asia, and we have a film that is coming from India, which is South Asian. So the idea is trying, with the festival growing and growing, we're trying to broaden the perspective of how we showcase Asian queerness.
Mm. Now, you're obviously not going to run through everything that's on through the month, but if you could just give me some highlights to tempt our listeners.
Yeah, I think it's very exciting. Of course, all the films program are really exciting. And then I would like to highlight a couple of very interesting documentaries we are showing this year. So first, definitely our closing film, Edith and Alice, which is a South Korean documentary focused on two trans individuals. And I think it also is a very timely and important documentary for us to see now, because being trans individuals in South Korea is not easy. It is quite a conservative society towards trans community. And then the film just showcased these two individuals' daily life and what they've experienced, and also, but it also showcased a lot of resilience and strength. I feel it is quite important. Like we are living in a challenging times, but also there are a lot of hopeful moments when the community come together and fight together. So that is definitely one of the highlights that I encourage people to watch. And we have very exciting lineup of literature events this year as well. So we have queer writers come from poetry backgrounds, sci-fi backgrounds as well. And they will come and join us to talk about their writings that are related to Asian and queerness. We have a really exciting visual arts exhibition that will be opening this Saturday at Queer Circle. So this is another attempt we are trying to broaden the festival art forms, that we invite five different artists that showcase their work. And yeah, I think, and then of course there are other films that a lot of UK premiere films as well, that I think, like, definitely check our program, because we have over 100 films this year.
Wow, that's incredible. Brilliant, isn't it? Yes. You've just become so successful that it's become very, very popular, and that you're branching out as well and got those new strands, and also authors coming in. Yeah. I can see it just growing year on year. It's quite incredible what you've achieved. Now, obviously, you want people to actually come down and see what you're doing. And like you said, there's 14 venues across London. that are involved in this. So how can people actually keep tabs on what they can see and not miss a thing?
Yeah, so of course, always follow us on our Instagram, @QueerEast. And we have a website also, it's queereast.org.uk, which you can find out all the programs. And I do want to highlight, like, we're trying to make our events financial accessible to as many as possible. So over 50% of our festival events are on Pay What You Can, or many of them are free. So everyone are welcome to join the festival events.
That is special, doing that as well. There's not many events now. A lot of prides have gone commercial. There's very few. The Bristol Pride is one of those that are still free, and you can pay what you can towards it. So it's very special what you're doing, Yi, and congratulations on building it year after year.
Yes, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Now, as an individual, if you'd like to share your social media so that people can follow you and actually follow the plans you have for next year.
Yeah, so feel free to add me on LinkedIn. That sounds very professional, but Yiwang. And then I have my Instagram is Studio Yiwang. So if anyone's interesting, you can follow me. But I think most important, follow QueerEast.
Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us on Shout Out, and it's really exciting what you've got planned, and I hope you just find success year after year.
Thank you so much.
Shout Out,
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out podcast.
I am so, so sorry. I have to announce that Stephanie's have broken up.
That is our breakup song.
Yeah. You are so gay. Yeah. How can you plan a breakup song when you're like happily in love with each other?
I wanted to be prepared, Andy.
But that's such a gay thing to do. Come on, Liz.
I'm autistic. Have any of you
got a breakup song?
No, but I did plan to give my new cat after breaking up with the old ex-girlfriend to another ex-girlfriend if we couldn't keep the cat anymore. So it was
of a practical thing, right?
Well, yeah, but we obviously, you know, you just keep in touch with all the exes. So you've got to, I mean, if you have a breakup song, at least you can kind of play it and go, oh, remember when we agreed on this? Even if you hate each other. I mean, yeah.
So, I mean, I've got songs with Carl that, like, remind us of hard times and, like... there's a Glee one called Keep Holding On. I played a couple of weeks ago when all the trans stuff was kicking off. Glee happened to be on the TV and we were going through a really hard time. And it kind of became our song at the time. And when we came to like the planning for our wedding like 9 years ago, we were like, do we have to sing that? No, because actually that reminds us of a really bad time.
Yeah, it's going to make us actually quite upset. Yeah. We don't really want to do that.
No.
Wow.
Anyway, I'm so sorry you broke up.
Oh, yes, all right.
You need a get back together song.
Yeah, we're fine now. Yeah.
Yeah, have you got a get back together song? You have got to have a making up song.
Yeah, what's
We've
the rebound?
We've got favourite songs, but I wouldn't say...
You've got to have another option, another plan.
When you break up, you've got to have a get together song.
Yeah.
No. What's that song, If We Ever Break Up? If we ever break up, banana.
What, like, I would be sad, but then I wouldn't be sad because I'd move on.
Yeah. If we ever broke up. It sounds just like that. Such fun. It's like, in fact, it was like the singer who I don't know the name of was in the room.
Yeah,
then.
I felt their presence. Yeah, I really did. It moved me.
I always love these bits, but I don't know why your memory goes blank when you're on air. When we're off air, we always remember these things, but then you can also Google really quick, can't you? You know, but I always get visions of people like listening on their phone or their radio or something, just screaming at it right now, going, is this? How can you not know it's that?
It's like, the person that went viral, right, on TikTok, If We Ever Broke Up.
Was it?
Yeah, Mae Stevens. I found it. I don't know if I'm allowed to play it, but it's Mae Stevens, If We Ever Break Up.
Stevens.
So that can be our If We Break Up song. LP can be We've Actually
Done
Broken
It
Up.
Cut the
and,
cord.
And we need a We're Getting Back Together continuously repeatedly.
Yeah.
This is taking me back.
It shouldn't be Taylor Swift, We're Never Getting Back Together, because that's bad omens.
Right. Bad omens. Yeah.
But this is taking me back a few years to when we planned with one of the local sex shops to make a gay starter kit.
Mm.
And you have all the plans of how you do it.
Yeah. I think if we all designed one there and didn't tell everybody until it went live, they would look very different.
I think that's an interesting proposition for Christmas coming this year.
Christmas. Yeah. I've got to wait that long.
Customized. We learned lots through this show. Terry told us that all gay men know each other through 6 boyfriends.
Well, they say that's the same for just the queer community in general. Yeah. If you grew up in my town, there was like half a meter of separation.
I just love it when he tells the story about telling his dad asking him about being gay, because you go really posh. You go really posh when you say it.
Well, so
your dad said to you, "So you're a homosexual, are you?"
Yes, you're practicing homosexual. Not quite good, actually. Practice doesn't come into it.
It's like, man, maybe a couple of years ago, I caught up.
I practiced really hard for a really long time. Yeah, yeah, fully fledged gay.
And we learnt from you that things are slippery little suckers.
Was that
you said it, therefore it is.
Therefore it is true. Yeah. Therefore it is. I think I was talking about
that's
tofu. I mean, tofu does slip down the throat, and I just made it worse. Silk and tofu. Not firm. Made it worse again. That's it. That is all. It's been a long day. Right there.
Yeah, fine. I'm sorry.
Do you remember that that joke? So going back one from what you were just saying about tofu, the straight woman who's asking her lesbian friend how lesbians have sex, and she said, "It's so complicated. I'll have to show you."
Just lie down. There you go.
Stole that line from me.
Oh,
I can't think of any funny quips that have that have been like said to me when I came out.
You're radio posh. Quip.
Quips.
That's
quips.
Like the word of the day, isn't
quips.
It? Quip.
Yeah.
Moist.
Yeah. King of all words. No, queen of all words. Moist. Yes.
Best thing about moist is that it sounds moist.
It does.
When you say it,
it's moist.
You can't help it.
But
you're like, yeah.
That's like one of my favourite words, deluge.
Deluge. And equidistant.
You like me saying
I do. Yeah.
I've never heard of that word.
No, well, when we first started living together, Steph and I realised that we needed a translator. Because there are certain things I've never heard before. Equidistant was one of them.
I mean, I've never heard that.
Right.
What is that?
It means to be an even distance away.
So, two things.
Okay.
Like if you were to hang two hooks.
How would
on
you
a
ever
wall?
Know, though?
How would you know, Steph, if something was equidistant? You would use a measure.
Well, yeah, but you're standing in a room. You're not going to be able to be like, well, I'm actually equal parts of this wall from this
wall.
Oh, no,
it's like if you have
You measure it.
Yeah, like if you have hooks on the wall.
I just put a hammer in the wall.
Yeah, Steph doesn't do that. And the other one was, that's a hell of a din. And I had never
Do you know the one that got me when I first came to Bristol?
See?
I never heard the phrase at all was monged.
Well, we're not allowed to say that at all now.
It means
but
to be
kind of
like...
It did mean to be stoned then.
It has now, but it used to just mean to be chilled
to be
in
really,
the corner.
Oh, chilled in the corner. Yeah. I only knew it as stoned. But hell of a din comes from Odin, father of Thor, and it means to make a loud
noise. Yeah.
Hell of a din.
Most people just clap, no?
No, if you hear a loud noise. If she hears a loud noise, Steph say, wow, that was hell of a din.
Well, yeah, but instead of you could be in an audience and just going, hello, Eden, and then like just clap, pause.
Yeah, you
please,
could,
please.
You could, you could.
No, you understand the subtext.
Subtext. Sorry. I'm not good with subtext.
We're not really given anything kind of informational here, are we?
Okay, I'm ready.
It's fascinating.
What do you want to know?
No, I think I'm learning a lot. Actually, have you know, Andy? I've forgotten what the word is when you're equal parts of.
Equidistant.
Wait, I'm going to go and walk around every single part of Bristol and just start yelling.
And be equidistant from other people.
Yeah.
The worst thing is I could imagine is doing that.
How do you know I haven't?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
you'd have to have a backup team with rulers and or something.
And what are those things called that have got the
anyway.
Anyway.
Sorry, I can see Arby starting to say something.
I just think I'd really like to hear some of the clips from Saturday's protest.
Oh.
Yes, of course.
You need one of the. Yeah, what have we got? Okay, here you go.
I'm here with Nell. What does today mean to you, Nell?
Today shows the strength of our community. Our rights might be under attack. They might be trying to set us back, but our community comes together. Our allies come together with us. We have always been here. We will always be here, and we will continue to fight for what is right and what is good.
What does the ruling mean to you?
What does the ruling mean to me? Well, to be honest, to me directly, not very much. I pass as this, I can fly underneath the radar, whatever. But it does mean, as a woman now, any woman can go into a public toilet and basically be transvestigated and told to get out. How do you prove that you're not trans? How the f*** you do it? If you're cis, you're going to get grief. If you're trans and you're visible, you're going to get grief. We're all going to get grief. It's made me more frightened of using public spaces. After 20 f***ing years, there you go, you can bleep that. You better edit that one as well. I'm ranting now. Okay, that's it.
Yeah, I bleeped that
quite
amazing.
Well.
Did you
brilliant.
Notice I bleeped that
brilliant
one quite well?
Wonderful.
I think the strength of feeling that day was just amazing. Strong.
Amazing. Anyway, that's it for this week.
If you
want to get in touch, you can do so on our socials or via our website.
Head to shoutoutradio.igbt to get in touch. It's also where you'll find this show and many others.
Now, is it or is it not Daddy Spencer this week?
Yeah.
We don't know, poor guy. Might be. Join us because it'll be a good show, whatever it is.
No, it's not, is it?
No.
Oh, I don't know.
Tea and biscuits.
Yeah, tea and biscuits. And then we're doing Eurovision. From myself and the rest of the team. Say bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.